Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and we're at the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. And I am with Jacob Linneman with Indigo Ag, and he's going to tell us about the Biotrinsic seed treatment.
Hey, thanks for having me. So our Biotrinsic seed treatments we have for corn, soybeans, milo, and wheat in the southern part of Kansas. We also do some cotton. Our products focus on abiotic stress, so they work really well in moisture deficit, high heat environments, which is perfect for Kansas, Oklahoma because of our July and August. We have two new products that we're really excited about. One is a X19, it's a biofungicide, and the other one is Z15, which is a bionematicide. And the results we had come back from this past summer are exciting, and we're really looking forward to another year to seeing how they do.
And Jay, can you tell us about the carbon program?
Yeah, the carbon program, just this week alone, we issued our third payment. So we're 3 years into it. We are actively now doing our carbon harvest for our fourth year. And year over year, we've seen tremendous growth. We've seen tremendous price increase of the carbon credits themselves. So it's been really exciting to see it launch from start until we are right now. And I really encourage people to go look at the program. And also, it works very well with NRCS programs like EQIP and CSP, because if you sign up, they'll pay you to do these changes, and then you can get paid for the changes on the back end. So it's a win-win situation.
And that was Jacob Linneman with Indigo Ag, and I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.